As promised. Monday morning. I woke up late. I'm sorry. It's 1:21. Still putting together the lineup, but I got the call-in requests for the guest spots. I'm happy to say I was able to select three guest spots to come in this week. I'm going to play those for you now. Please enjoy. If your name is not read, if you don't hear your own voice playing across this message, then you were not selected or you didn't call and leave a message. Okay, a lot of hang-ups. Figure a few of you lost your nerve, which is okay. I mean, Comics Come Home is not a big deal. It is a lot of fun, but it is not a big deal. And I hope everybody has a safe and happy holiday on any shows that they're doing. And if you're not, then support live comedy at any comedy club close to your house that you enjoy. Of course, I hope you come to the Dayton Funny Bone for Comics Come Home. But if that's not close to your house, go to another comedy club with your family. It starts a conversation. It opens your mind to new ways of thinking and especially new ways of laughing. All right, guys. The rest of this episode is me and Jay live from the Dayton Funny Bone, and then part two of me and Jay live from the Funny Bone when we stop Facebook live broadcasting. Now, with that being said, our Facebook live video, over 1,000 hits in less than 24 hours, which is humbling to say the least. So thank you very much for those that tuned in. We're going to add a live segment every time that we can to the podcast. Lots of positive feedback. Thank you guys so much for your support. We do this for very selfish reasons for ourselves so that we can become better comics. But the fact that you guys get a giggle out of it or enjoy listening, watching, that's like icing on the cake. You'd eat the cake without the icing, right? Some people don't even like icing. I'm one of those people, unless it's cream cheese. I love cream cheese icing. Anyway, thank you guys. That's all I can say. I don't even know how to say it. I'm humbled. Listen to the cast. If you like the video, you'll love the cast. We got 64 episodes, including this one right here, and we're going strong. This is going to be at least two this week. We had two last week, and we're on schedule. We're rocking hard, and we're humbled. We're humbled by you. Thank you. Enjoy the show.
Message archived. Next message from unknown caller.
What's up, Adrian and Jay? It's your boy Joe Deuce calling because I just saw y'all's live video from yesterday giving out guest spot and shit. You didn't even call nobody. But I want to come through, man. I want to come through. Adrian, I want you to leave some watermelon for me like you did last time I was in Dayton and I saw you. And I want to come do a guest spot Friday if you can fit me in on Friday. Thursday, I got stuff to do. Wednesday, I got stuff to do. But Friday, it's on. I'll come up to Dayton. We'll have a blast. You know, I am, you know, the winner of Dayton's Got Talent, so it'd be like a homecoming for me. I love the club. I saw that Megan wrote on y'all's little live video. She didn't know this was happening. Let's surprise her all the way. Bring some extra niggas. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Throw some extra niggas on the show. Make it an urban show that she wasn't expecting. Be a lot of fun. Adrian, me and you going to be probably as urban as it gets. I already know that. That's fine. Life being polite. Yeah, I won't come through. Also, while I'm in town, I'll go ahead and hop on the podcast if you want me to, because y'all seem like y'all have fun. You know, I can go live from my Facebook and get y'all a couple extra listeners. Not a lot. Probably two or three. Two or three going to come through. But yeah, I like doing guest spots. You know, I can do clean. And I'd love to come back up to date. So hit me up. Love y'all. Like play, cousin. Bye.
Next message from unknown caller.
Good morning, Adrian. This is Carlin Haggerty of MacArthur, Ohio. I hope that you and your co-host Jay are well. I know that he lives in your basement, which is really a rather fitting place for him. I would like to submit to you that I would appreciate being considered for a spot on your Comics Come Home show. Please, I can't do Tuesday, but I can do any of the other nights. I might be confused as to which shows you're booking. But anyway, to make a long story short, you said that you would accept bribes. Here is my offer. I will stay completely off of yours and Jay Snyder's social media.
Jesus Christ.
For 10 days.
Oh,
if
it's
you
like 5 minutes
put
and
me on the
time.
Show. That's right. You won't hear from me. No stupid comments. I won't go on your live feed and mess it up. I won't even say bad things on your posts. So that's my thing. Carlin Haggerty, I'd like to be on your Comics Come Home show. Thank you.
Next message from unknown caller.
Hey, this is Joe Robinette calling about the Comics Come Home guest spot. Hook me up. Thank you.
Okay, there it is, guys. That was Joe Deuce, Carlin Haggerty, and Joe Robinette. Joe, you just squeaked in there. You didn't tell us why you should be on the show, but I've been paying attention, seen you a couple times, and I'm going to put you on. So thank you guys for participating. Thank you for calling. Anybody else that ever wants to call the Totally Unrelated hotline and just leave us a message, say, hey, you guys suck, or hey, we love you guys, or hey, why don't you do this? The number is 336-422-6729. That again is 336-422-6729. Now on with the show.
Truck with
the over-the-ear headphones.
It was just one.
I remember that one. All right, we're coming in live. All right, looks like we're hot here. Looks like we're peaking. So I'm going to turn this down a lot.
Ooh, that's a nice touch.
Testing, testing. 1, 2, 3. Oh, that's better. That's much better. Give me a shout.
Own.
Oh man, look, we done come up in the real world. We got headphones now. We look like we're on the UFC.
Oh, we look like we're driving fucking Marine One.
Yeah, Breaker 19, big good buddy, come in hot. Okay, so what happened, guys, was we recorded our live version, which you just saw or listened to on Facebook, and then we went to recording with our recorder and couldn't get anything. For whatever reason, the recorder kept stopping. So now we're doing a live test. We're going to try to recapture that magic for you. And while we test out these new headphones that we got, which are pretty fancy.
Very comfy. Very natural. This feels natural.
It does to me, too. And what will make this awesome is that when we're in the car, this will cut down all that road noise.
Yeah. I'll go off on a motherfucker.
You know.
I'll throw a brick. I'll drag a motherfucker out like Rodney King fucking... You know, when I drug that motherfucker out of that semi and the bricks.
Oh, man. And you know what's funny is that, like, that scene was so graphic, and they were showing it, like, on live television. We're talking about the Rodney King riots.
Something, you know, relevant.
Yeah, something that's really 2016 relevant. But I thought in that moment, like, how many people became racist because of that?
I can't speak for everybody. I know I did.
Me too. So we're sitting here at the Dayton Funny Bone, and
has this been okayed?
I don't know. We better call another comic and see if we have permission to be here recording. Yeah. In any case, let me ask you. You had a meeting at 4 o'clock today that you were supposed to go to, but then that got called off.
I made an executive decision not to show.
Not to show to the
meeting. My child's not happy about it. But so Chloe went on a mission trip last year down to fucking North Carolina, somewhere in North Carolina. They spent a week and, you know, whatever. Did a lot of good things, and she loves doing that kind of stuff. She's very active with her church and all that, which I am not. And then so I asked her what she wanted for Christmas this year, and she goes, well, I just some cash so I can pay for my mission trip this year. I just naturally assume that it's North Carolina, Virginia, somewhere in the South for a while. I don't even know why I thought the South, but
right.
It was last year.
Them need lots of missions down there.
Them need some help. Them ain't got no wainers.
Them ain't got no wainers, and they need to be on the prayer list.
So I just assume that it's in the South again, and then I get a call from my future ex-wife, saying, so you okayed Chloe to go to Ecuador? And I was like, Ecuador? I was like, South America? She's like, yeah. I was like, no. She goes, yeah, Chloe said that you said it was okay if she went to Ecuador. So the missions trip is to Ecuador. The one small detail Chloe forgot to drop in there when she was asking for her Christmas shit, you know. And then, I was supposed to go to a meeting today at 4 o'clock so they could discuss
Ecuador,
which, just for the record, I've never used the word Ecuador in a sentence before.
I don't think I did before I looked it up, which is an equatorial.
I took a tutorial on an equatorial
nation of Ecuador, and that's a long way away. That's
Yeah, I think it's on the west side of Indiana.
At least, I mean, it's a little bit further south too. But I don't. My son's going on a DC trip. Did your daughter do that when she was in middle school?
She did go to DC 2 years ago. It seems like.
That seems about right. And how was that for her?
She liked it.
Yeah, my son didn't really want to go, but I was like, "Fuck that, you're going."
I would love to go now. I went in sixth grade, and I, you know.
We had school camp when I was in sixth grade, where we went out to Eco Camp in Yellow Springs, because I went to Yellow Springs schools. But we had Eco Camp, which is run by Antioch College. And so for Monday through Friday, you go to the Glen, and you stay in these cabins. And it was snowy. It was right before winter break. Or maybe it was after. I think it was after. But, bro, when I say, like, it was everything. I mean, like, you're with your friends from school. You're having the biggest sleepover you're ever going to have with you know everybody. You know everybody there. And so I remember that was, like, where a lot of people got their first girlfriend, right? You know, and, like, I already knew who I liked at that point, right? I already had this girl, Michelle Banks, who I was, you know, good friends with. But it was, like, I liked her. She just wanted to be friends with me. But I think the energy of being at camp – and everybody's hooking up. Like, by Thursday, I think, we figured out that we were going to have to be boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah. I don't think love.
Yeah. It was love. It was school camp. I don't think we kissed, but I do remember the highlight of the whole camp experience was a kid brought some Brute aftershave.
Oh, did you guys drink it?
We should have. It would have been.
I used to drink that shit.
Oh, God. I remember smelling it and thinking, like, how could any woman say no if I smell like this?
Brute by Fabergé.
Brute by Fabergé. It was, and it wasn't even like the cologne. It was just the aftershave. And none of us, I mean, we're sixth grade, you know what I mean? But yeah. We're like smacking it on our, sorry, that was microphone in my face, smacking it on our cheeks and shit. And I think we had like a dance or something, some sort of like get together or whatever. But yeah, I remember in my, my history teacher, or not history, but math teacher, it was the president of the NRA for Springfield chapter or whatever. And so he brought a muzzle loader, shot off a muzzle loader at a can, blew up some water or whatever. And then kids were trying to dig the slug out of the ground or whatever. He's like, I ain't gonna find it.
Yeah, but I already got back.
He makes his own bullets. In fact, I'm friends with both Michelle Banks and my math teacher, John Roby, on Facebook. And interact with both of them much more regularly than I would if social media such as Facebook didn't exist. So for the record, your baby ain't going to Ecuador.
Yeah. And I just blocked her on Facebook.
Good for you. Good for you.
You know what? I'm going through it. I'm going.
I haven't blocked. I don't know if I've ever blocked anyone. I've unfriended people and I've unfollowed people. And more recently, I was going through my Facebook, and I was just unfollowing with, like, reckless abandon. Like, cat pictures, you're unfollowed, you know. Yeah. And then I realized, like, that's not the experience I want out of social media where I'm sanitizing what I see. What I realized was, if I'm annoyed with what I see on social media, don't go on social media. The DC trip for my son, I felt like was a good move. Because he's never been out of the state and he really barely understands geography. But, you know, what are you going to do, right? Got to get these kids out the house some way. Oh, and we had our soccer game today. My son scored 2 goals, which is really good for him. But I saw him do something that I've never seen him do before, which was really gave me, like, some inspiration. Like, oh, he can play this way. He just chooses not to on most occasions. Which was he came around another player going, looking for the ball. But didn't say, I'm open, or whatever. You know, like just trying to get the attention without drawing too much attention.
From the defense, right.
Because I have a deal with my son that if he scores a hat trick, which is 3 goals in any given game, I'll give him $100 cash. Now, I know a lot of people would be like, that shouldn't be the reason to play. This does not inspire him. I mean, like the 2 goals got him hungry for his 3rd goal, but he had 2 goals in the first like 15 minutes and couldn't find that 3rd goal. And it wasn't something that I mean, I hope he scores 6 goals in a game. Sure. You know, he's got the ability, but I don't know what it is that has him get motivated. Now, granted, if he started scoring three goals we would every game, we would have to amend the deal or whatever. But since I gave him that deal, it's almost been like his Achilles heel, because two goals and an assist is the most he's ever gotten in a game since then. So maybe it's, you know, saving me some money.
Yeah, so now he's just wanting to get that get over the hump.
Right, right. And I would be all for it, but, you know, I think we rolled over both the teams we played today pretty easily. The second game was a little bit tougher, but it was our second game, so guys were a little bit tired. But we had our star player from last year, who went off to another team this year, come back and play with us. And even he didn't score three goals all day. So
it's not easy, obviously.
It's not. It's not. And it's one of those things that also, like, he scored the first two goals just from being in the right place at the right time and finishing.
Right.
Now you're actively trying to get the ball and score, which means you're probably not passing when you should pass. You know,
right.
There's a little bit more selfishness involved, which you'll see in the professional. If you see, like, watch a professional soccer match, if one team goes up 2-0, now it's time for everyone to just shoot. You know what I mean? Like fullbacks are shooting. Yeah, there's not going to be as many, you know, crisp, sweet passes inside the box. Now it's like, oh, we're already up. I'm going to get mine. You know, so.
You're gonna get mine.
I'm going to get mine. Which is what life is all about, right?
I think so. Getting yours.
Getting yours.
Before so I get mine.
I got to get mine before you get yours. Johnny Rotten's, Jackson, Ohio, March 11th, already sold out.
Sold out in like 3 hours. Donnie Baker, yeah. So then we added, just booked him, Donnie Baker, March 12th, Chillicothe, Ohio, the Majestic Theater, the oldest continually operating theater in the country.
Wow.
Bob Hope, Laurel and Hardy, Milton Berle, fucking all performed there.
That is something else.
And that's what we were saying in the earlier cast, which I don't think that
none of that got through.
Because you know, when you do these theaters, they seem to always be historic theaters. They're not like, yeah, this theater just got built in fucking 2012. It's right. All early 1900s. And
Chillicothe is one of those, same with Jackson, Ohio. People can drive from Jackson to Chillicothe without too much trouble. But Chillicothe is, and Jackson are both like far enough away from anything major.
Yeah.
That's a big deal. Those shows are going to sell out.
Yeah. Because, I mean, people will drive in from West Virginia to Chillicothe. You know, that's an hour.
Yeah.
You know, so it's maybe a little more than that. But, yeah, it's not about, you know, what's an hour?
Thank you to Lori Grace.
You drive an hour every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she just texted me and said, wondering if he wants to do two shows.
Wow.
Which I think might be jumping the gun. I think... Leave them wanting more,
and I think the other thing is like, depending on how fast it sells out.
Yeah. You don't want to blow your load in one night.
No, not unless you, not unless you done, not unless you done had a few too many, and then you blow that load as quick as you can. We're doing Comics Come Home this week. 21st through the 23rd, me and Jay Snyder will be on the show with Jonathan Craig, Joe Young, Matthew David Stanley. A whole bunch of people have been on the podcast. Hopefully we'll get Ryan Singer. Maybe we can do a sit-down with Ryan Singer this week while he's here for the Comics Come Home. But come out. Enjoy the show. There's going to be shows here at the Funny Bone Tuesday through Friday, and nothing going on Saturday. And, we love the Dayton Funny Bone, bringing all of our friends and family. Bring them out to a show. It's post-election. I think everybody's calmed down enough.
Who do you think's going to win?
I don't know. Mike Pence, probably. I don't know who's going to win in 2017.
Do you know who I've watched very little of, who I think is a fucking genius now that I've watched a lot in the last few days? Fucking Trevor Noah.
Yeah. I've gained a lot of respect for him recently. I watched him having a conversation with Hannibal Buress when he was in Edinburgh. And for some reason, the things he was saying in that short conversation gave me an insight. I looked at him as a stand-up, which is what he is.
Yeah.
But I've only really gotten to know him through The Daily Show. But even that, I've been paying attention to more. That, in fact, the only news I've watched for the last 2 weeks has been The Daily Show. And it's over until 2017 comes. So I'm just not watching the news. That's the easiest way for me to control my mental state and focus, is to not watch the news and to not watch social media. I figure if something really important happens, I'm going to hear about it.
Did you see this, the video going around of Denzel Washington?
Yes.
Doing that interview, dude?
Yes.
That was like where he says, I forget what the question was, but he said to the lady, if you read the news, or if you don't read the newspaper, you're uninformed. If you do read the newspaper, you're misinformed.
Yeah.
Fucking heavy.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll get a fucking tattoo of that shit.
Right. From what? The all going across your back?
Right across my fucking belly, right above my dick.
Fuck life!
Actually, right across each side of my dick, but it's going to be written in
your
handwriting.
You should get it like a Fu Manchu mustache. Is that way you can just shave every day.
Shave every day.
I'm not like I was a news junkie. I remember one time I woke up because I left CNN on and found out that the space shuttle had blown up or during reentry or whatever, back in the early 2000s. And, I remember thinking like, oh man, I'm glad I slept with the news on. And so I did that basically every day since then. But, and I'm not like, depressed that Donald Trump won. One of the two people was going to win, and I knew that. And I don't think that conservatives would be – they would be feeling exactly like liberals feel right now if the roles had been reversed. Imagine if everything had happened the same, it's just a different person won, where Hillary Clinton won the Electoral College but Donald Trump won the popular vote. We'd be in court right now. I mean, there would be a lot of uprising and a lot of dissatisfaction with the way that things went. So when people are like, oh, just get over it, to a degree I do agree you should get over it, but also, you know, people need their time to mourn, and that's going to take a different amount of time for everybody.
And it's just the fucking everything's so political and fucking splitting and fighting and fucking,
but to act like your team won, you know what I mean? It's like, because
based on the rules that are in play, that is, I don't agree with that. The Electoral College is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard of.
I think that voting is a very simple thing. You know what I mean? One person, one vote. And I think that the Electoral College, having that on top of the popular vote, is just one way to make sure to tell everyone that this is way too important to leave up to you.
Right.
You know what I mean? And, you know, if I was going to be, like I said earlier, I'm not going to your meeting. You know what I mean? I'm not going to your meeting. I might, but probably not. I mean, there's things, I already know the kind of stuff that I'm into. I'm into, you know, conversation and mind expansion and things like that. But I don't ever hear that in a political meeting or a political rally. What I don't get is going to a political rally where all you're going to hear is the guy that you're going to vote for no matter what badmouth the person that you're not going to vote for no matter what. And what I ultimately don't get is going to your opponent's rally to disrupt things. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not a good look.
It's like, you can't let these people have their fun.
Right.
And it's, to me, it's like, it's just not a very effective way of protesting. And I'm all for protesting, but I'm not going to your protest. You know what I mean? That's just not, yeah. I don't know what would cause me to hold a picket sign.
Now, fuck a protest. I mean, that's too much negative energy for me.
I support them.
I guess depending on what it is.
I support them from my home, but I'm not like, I don't know. I don't know what it would cause me to go out and hold a picket sign. I guess if comics went on strike again, that's something I'd probably have to participate in. But I don't know, man. I don't get going. I wouldn't go to a Hillary rally. I wouldn't go to a Trump rally. I never went to an Obama rally.
You get elbowed in the motherfucking mouth at a Trump
I think I'd probably get left out.
Remember that video of that dude like walking up the stairs, leaving a black dude, and that's fucking...
Dude just reaches over and plows
him. Elbows him right in the fucking lip. And then the cops tackle the black dude.
Yeah, it's...
I'm all for that.
I'm all for full contact politics, I'll tell you that. Mm-hmm. But what's funny is I think if we added a element of built-in violence to politics, you might see a little bit more civil behavior. I was watching the UFC last night, and I noticed even these guys that didn't like each other before the fight still hug and... You know, congratulate, show respect.
Kissed each other on the lips.
Yeah, after the fight.
In a perfect world.
In a perfect world. The UFC fights last night, I was watching, and I was recording it. And when I came back from getting food, I was like going to watch the main event. And for whatever reason, I didn't. I set it to record the time gap, not till the show was over, because sometimes they run long. And I, like, the fight was just about to start. Missed it. Stopped recording. So I had to go back and watch the highlights of who won. And it was a good fight, apparently. But I hate it when that happens. It seems like whenever I want to watch something, it ends fast. Like, if I put money in on a pay-per-view and then go watch with a bunch of people, it's going to be the worst fight ever.
So I got 30-second Mike Tyson fight.
Exactly.
$119.
That's exactly one money that I put. I put money in on that. I put money in on the Conor McGregor-Jose Aldo fight, which was over one punch. And I literally got a piece of cake, sat down, looked for my seat, and by the time I looked back up, people were like, oh, it's over.
Like, yep. Appetite gone.
Appetite gone. That's what I get for trying to get me a piece of cake.
That's what you get. Fat ass. Sorry, is that fat shaming?
I don't know.
That's not going to make sense because we didn't get the...
Yeah, we talked about fat shaming earlier, and I feel like that's kind of like... It's kind of like calling it shame shaming, because if I call you fat, shame is implied. If I call you a slut, the shame is implied. Do I have to call it slut shaming? Because I don't think there's anybody out there, you know, like, now that is a slut with a heart of gold. Her is just one of the best sluts you'll ever want to meet.
I think Tom Petty wrote a song about that. Just a slut with a heart of gold.
You're right. Well, maybe that is something there.
Fuck, sorry. Edit.
Edit.
Oh, we can't even do that with these fancy new headphones.
God dang Judas Iscariot.
We're going to have to get out of here soon. It's almost 5.
They're going to come in here and do their damn thing. Guys, I want to thank everybody for... liking the Facebook page. Please continue to share and like and follow the podcast. If you're not listening on an app, that's the easiest way to listen. The Podbean app will let you know every time we upload. If you listen to other podcasts, they're all available through Podbean, iTunes, and Stitcher. I just recommend that you get an app to listen to them, because that's just the easiest way to stay up to date and out of the way. Otherwise, you can like them. You can listen and like them directly from totallyunrelated.com. We got the domain. We're live. And we have our Facebook page now. Send us videos. Share the videos that we share. We're trying to keep it funny, not political, totally unrelated to what other things you're seeing on social media. We're just trying to get a laugh or some good feeling out of you.
Trying to get a nut.
Trying to get a little nut.
And post videos. Yeah. Can they post videos on our page?
I think they can share videos to our page. If not, let us know that you can't, and we'll fix it.
No GoFundMes.
No GoFundMes. No... bet this can't get 1,000 likes.
Yeah. No, for every like, Jesus will give one blessing to...
Look, we got our own prayer list. If you want to get on our prayer list, damn it, you fucking...
You don't want on our prayer list. Because we pray for death is what our prayer list is for.
Listen, if we're lucky,
For other people's death.
If you don't listen before the holidays, again, before the rest of the holidays, hope you have a fantastic Christmas, Hanukkah, Christmas Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, Dawn, Ramadan, whatever's coming up.
I think I might do Kwanzaa this year. Fuck it.
Seems like a good look for you. You and Dan Dean can do it. He's 2% black. He can give you 1%.
I'm probably more than that.
We're talking about race, not soul. You black-souled son of a bitch. Stay tuned to our Facebook page for the winner of the giveaway guest set. And make sure we get that permission in writing, and so we can post that as well on the page. And, guys, we love you. Take care of yourselves. Take care of everybody else. Jay, you got anything?
Yeah. Hug a neighbor.
Hug a neighbor. Take a picture with a neighbor.
Take a selfie with a neighbor.
And post that on social media and tell everybody, fuck the rest of y'all.
Good tidings.
I love these motherfuckers. I live near. Even if we ain't got nothing in common, our dogs bite.
Watch the video of the people fighting.
Watch the fight video that we posted this morning. It is... It'll, if nothing else, it'll make you feel so much classier, no matter what. Even if you're watching it in the back of your van that don't got heat, you're going to feel classy watching
that. That motherfucker just repeatedly hitting that bastard across the shoulders with that fucking stick. Oh, okay.
When the dogs went at it, the dog was like, if ain't none of y'all motherfuckers going to jump, I got it.
You guys just going to sit there and talk?
All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Totally Unrelated.
Bicycle. We'll be right back.
his dream. He says it's so right. We'll be dancing tonight. There's an angel in your pocket. She seems kind of lost, like a southern bride.